it is an extraordinary undertaking. It might not have taken him so much brain power. I mean, but writing for two choirs and two orchestras like in the Matthew Passion might have required more. But it was unheard of to write for a singular string instrument.
J.S. Bach's suites for solo cello are a cornerstone for players of that instrument, including Peter Wispelwey. Coming up today on the Bach Hour, you'll hear from the Dutch cellist about his latest revelations about these extraordinary works. Hello, I'm Brian McCreath. Welcome to the Bach Hour from Classical New England, a service of WGBH. Peter Wispelwey is an artist of constant curiosity, no matter what music he's playing. But when it comes to Bach, that curiosity is charged by the mysteries of the six cello suites. These powerful artistic statements, written for unknown reasons, are an incredible journey when heard together, but each of the suites is also a journey unto itself. Peter Wispelwey's performance of the cello suite number 1 is coming up. Also on the program today is the cantata number 140, Wachet auf, ruft uns die Stimme, or Awake, calls the voice to us. It's probably the most well-known of Bach's cantatas, and you'll find a complete translation of it when you visit us online at classicalnewengland.org, where you can also hear this and past programs again on demand. Again, that's at classicalnewengland.org. The cantata 140 is a piece rich with symbolism, and Bach's genius of musical expression comes through in each movement. One of those movements is at the heart of a chorale prelude that's become one of the most recognizable works by Bach in our own time. Here is the pianist Jonathan Plowright with Granville Bantok's transcription of Wachet auf, ruft uns die Stimme. Thank you. The chorale prelude Wachet auf, ruft uns die Stimme. It was in 1748 that Bach published that prelude in a set with five others that we now call the Schubler Chorales for organ. British composer Sir Granville Bantock created that version of Wachet auf in 1931, and that performance featured pianist Jonathan Plowright. Wachet auf, both the chorale prelude and the cantata, are examples of Bach's music that we can trace to specific times and places. But many of Bach's works remain shrouded in mystery, like the six suites for solo cello. These pieces have been a touchstone for cellists ever since the young Pablo Casals picked them up from a music store in the late 1800s. And even though he had recorded the set twice before, Dutch cellist Peter Wispelwey decided to celebrate his 50th birthday by recording them for a third time. That decision speaks to the power of this music, not just in individual performances, but also in the life of a cellist. When Peter Wispelwey visited Boston, I asked him to describe what these works mean to cellists.
There's so many dimensions to it. One is that, of course, it's a collection of 36 character pieces, in a way. And they're grouped six by six, so every suite has six movements in one key, in the same key. So that already stands for a certain atmosphere and a certain character. But then within every suite, the movements have their own personality, and of course they change over the years. You think, oh, this guy is actually not so friendly, or this girl's actually beautiful, or things like that.
When you think of these pieces, what role they may have played in Bach's life, what do you think he was trying to get at by writing these six, as you call them, character piece sets?
Well, it's sort of a fashion to see it these compositions as experimental, and they are. But if you really think that way, then we'd have to say that they weren't successful, because he never wrote a second set. So it is an extraordinary undertaking. It might not have taken him so much brain power. I mean, writing for two choirs and two orchestras, like in the Matthew Passion, might have required more. But it was unheard of to write for a singular string instrument. So now, picking up my cello and playing these pieces, I really keep that in the back of my mind, that this is not normal. We should savor it and enjoy it with that in mind.
The set begins with the suite in G major, but according to Peter Wispelwey, during this piece, Bach already hints at what's to come later in the series.
This is the simple suite. This is the naive suite. This is a kind piece. It's humble. It's not too extrovert. The prelude starts off preluding on a harpsichord or whatever, and so it's a cello in this case. But then at the end, when the chords are spread the other way around, and you get into a high position on the top string, that in itself is already a warning sign of things to come, not in the first suite, but later on. So, of course, this is not super dramatic, but it is intriguing. It's already a sign that Bach's creativity is not happy with limited tools. I mean, the cello is already stretched there, like the texture stretched. I mean, it starts with dee da dee da dee da, and it becomes dee da 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 dee da dee da dee. So that's theater. I mean, small scales theater, but meaningful. Then you get this very calm allemande, which is gentle, spirited courant. Is this the shortest saraband? Might be, but it's this is so perfectly balanced. I mean, those four bar phrases, it's just so perfect. And it's interesting when you compare the analog movements, the sarabands from the other suites, that this is then a small version of what happens later. So then there's this very simple minuet, a nice second minuet in G minor. And it always reminds me of the keyboard pieces that he wrote for his son. And a small-scale geek, because later on, also the geeks, they are on a scale that's not according to French style or taste. a French sequence of dances would always end in lighter courses. And Jigs in Bach's suites are nice final movements. They work well.
And here is the suite number 1 in G major with cellist Peter Wispelway.
Thank you. Thank you.
Suite number 1 in G major for solo cello by J.S. Bach, in a performance by Dutch cellist Peter Wispelwey. In making this recording, Wispelwey invited the musicologists John Butt and Lawrence Dreyfus to consult with him, and you can see their conversations along with performances by Wispelwey on a DVD that accompanies this recording of the cello suites. Visit us at classicalnewengland.org and you'll find an excerpt of that documentary. On November 25th, 1731, the residents of Leipzig heard Bach's Cantata No. 140 for the first time. Wachet auf, ruft uns die Stimme, or Awake calls the voice to us, was written for a Sunday that only happens every 11 years on the church calendar. But despite that, judging by the number of copies made of its score, it's one of the few sacred works by Bach that stayed in the public eye in the years immediately after his death. Based on a 16th century hymn tune, the piece is a joyful celebration of union between an individual believer and the divine. Bach plays the theme out as a wedding that starts with a chorale-based procession. And continues with a dialogue between an individual in the voice of the soprano soloist and Jesus in the voice of the bass. And along the way, one of Bach's most famous choruses evokes the vigilance of the watchman waiting for the divine to arrive. With references to the parable of the wise virgins and the Song of Songs, it's an unusually sensual cantata that ends with the words, "No eye has ever perceived, no ear has ever heard, such joy like our happiness." The complete text of this piece is available in a translation from Emmanuel Music. Just visit our website, classicalnewengland.org. Here's a performance of the cantata No. 140 with soprano Sandrine Piot, tenor James Gilchrist, and bass Klaus Mertens. Toon Koopman conducts the Amsterdam Baroque Orchestra and Choir here on the Bach Hour. Thank you.
Zions kommt heraus, sein Ausgang eilt aus der Höhe in euer Mutterhaus. Der Bräutigam kommt, der einem Rehe und jungen Hirsche gleich auf den Hügel springt und euch das Mahl der Hochzeit bringt. Wacht auf, ermuntert euch, empfangen. Dort seht, kommt er hergegangen.
Thank you.
Ich komme,
mein Heil,
mein Teil. mein Herz auf meinen Arm gleich wie ein Siegel setzen und ein betrübtes Aug ergötzen. Vergiss, o Seele, nun die Angst, den Schmerz, den du erdulden müssen. Auf meiner Linken sollst du ruhen und meine Rechte soll dich küssen.
Und ich bin zahm, die Liebe soll.
The cantata number 140, Wachet auf, ruft uns die Stimme, by Bach, in a performance by the Amsterdam Baroque Orchestra and Choir with director Ton Koopman. The soloists included soprano Sandrine Pio, tenor James Gilchrist, and bass Klaus Mertens. Remember, if you'd like to hear this program again on demand, just visit us online at classicalnewengland.org. Thank you for joining me today, and thanks also to audio engineer Jim Donahue. The executive producer of this program is Benjamin K. Rowe, Managing Director for Classical Services at WGBH. I'm Brian McCreath, and I'll hope to have your company again next week here on the Bach Hour.